Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
All right, thank you so much for staying with us. You may also know that a couple of things are happening at the same time. We've got a few inquiries happening. One of those inquiries that are going to be happening is that TRC inquiry. But we're here now. The victims' families and survivors of apartheid-era gross human rights violations, together with the Foundation for Human Rights, will be back in court on Wednesday. This is obviously tomorrow, August the 6th. And this is to deal with another interjectory application that now stands in the way of their constitutional damages hearing. To explain all of that to us is Zaid Kimi, who is a Foundation for Human Rights Executive Director. Thank you so much for talking to us, and good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So it's interesting to me that we're here again, and maybe just to clarify that to us, that I thought initially, you know, the government representatives were all sympathetic and understood sort of where the families came from. This is not obviously in the end. But you're now here where government is disputing the amount of money that the families are requesting. Am I correct?
No, we haven't reached the point where we're disputing money at all. Mm-hmm. What their position at this point is that there is a commission of inquiry,
mm-hmm.
and that the question of constitutional damages mm-hmm. should be left up to that commission. That's the government's position, and that means that our court case
has to wait.
It should be postponed for however long it takes to resolve the matter.
So the inquiry itself may take X number of years. In the meantime, the request is that you wait for the inquiry and then maybe come back to court and settle that, or maybe the inquiry will inform what happens with your case.
Yes, well, we know for a fact that the inquiry can make recommendations, but it doesn't have the authority to make an award.
Yes,
all it can do is make a recommendation to the president. And then we'll be in the position, were this to go ahead, that we'll now have to wait upon the president to act on those recommendations, which he could choose not to do, or he could choose to delay.
Mm.
And, you know, the upshot is that we'll probably end up back in court
again,
trying to force the decision.
So obviously families are not happy about this. You would like this court case to just continue and proceed?
Yes, we think the issues can be clearly separated.
Mm.
The Commission of Inquiry should deal with how political interference happened and who was responsible and who should be held accountable. And the court should now decide, were the rights of these families infringed? And if they were, is constitutional damages an appropriate remedy, and what amount? And the court is perfectly placed to make those decisions. And that's what we'll ask for.
So
the government, of course, is taking the opposite position that everything should just stop while this commission of inquiry continues.
So obviously you're going to court tomorrow?
Yeah, the argument is being heard tomorrow, and we hope that we'll get a speedy decision so that in the best case scenario for us, the court case can go ahead.
I fully hear that. Foundation for Human Rights Executive Director, I fully appreciate your time there. Thank you so much for explaining all of that. That's Zaid Kimi. Yeah, I think it's straightforward. I do also think that it's this can just go on, you know, and have some sort of, conclusion to this case. It doesn't mean that it nullifies what's going to happen in the inquiry, which I think is also equally important. So I think that makes a lot of sense. So we'll obviously watch tomorrow's proceedings and see what comes of that.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.